A summary of the laws of Pesach. The laws relating to Bedikas Chametz. Where must Bedikas Chametz be performed to? When is it done? Is it done only on the night before Pesach, the night of the 14th, or can you get an early bird start? So you don't have that much to do on the night before. What prohibitions apply prior to doing Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th? Should you daven Ma'ariv first, or do it before Ma'ariv? What special adherences must be taken towards the chametz that you are looking for once it is found, and the chametz that you're setting aside to still eat? What are the laws relating to the bracha? Is a person allowed to talk during Bedikas Chametz? Does a person have to make a new bracha if he goes from one house to another to search? Who in the house is obligated to do the bedika? Can one appoint a shliach to do so on his behalf? May a woman or child do so and participate? What's the law and custom regarding the 10 pieces of bread? What may one use as light to check for chametz? Is a flashlight valid? Does a shul and base medrash need to be checked for chametz? What about the stairs and lounge of an apartment building? These and more details will be covered in this section of the summary of laws relating to Bedikas Chametz. So let's begin with, where is Bedikas Chametz to take place in? So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is very clear. All the areas that are obligated to be cleaned from chametz, as we already explained in a previous lesson, in the summary of the laws of where to clean, are likewise required to be checked for chametz at night using a candle or flashlight. This applies even if one has completely cleaned and checked that area during the day. Meaning, unlike the common misconception, it's specifically the areas that are required to be cleaned that must be checked at night. And in the contrast, all areas that are obligated to be checked at night are also obligated to be cleaned prior. So cleaning doesn't negate checking, and checking doesn't negate cleaning. They're both two steps of the same process of Bedikas Chametz, with the first step being the cleaning of the area and the second step being the checking of the area, which can only take place at night. Now, while there are some poskim who are melamed chus, who justify the custom of some to not recheck at night the areas they clean during the day, practically it is best to check these areas at night with a flashlight or candle, and one can do so even several days before the night of the 14th, and if he makes sure that chametz does not enter that area from then on, he does not have to recheck it the night of the 14th. Nonetheless, even so, one must leave at least one area unchecked, which will be checked with a blessing on the night of the 14th. Does one have to do Bedikas Chametz to areas that will be sold to the guy? So while this is a debate amongst the Poskim, practically the ruling is that it's not necessary. So from here we learn number one. You do not have to check for chametz the closet that you plan on selling to the guy and placing your chametz in there. Just like the chametz that you place there is sold to any unknown crumbs are also sold and do not need to be checked for. Likewise, from here we learn that if you have a room or storage closet and the like that you don't want to bother with checking for chametz, then you can simply close it up and have it considered sold to the guy, and you don't have to clean it or check for it on the night of the 14th. This is a very useful tool for those who have too much things to clean and check, that they can start off by only checking and cleaning those areas that they will need during Pesach, and the other areas they can technically sell off to the guy and not clean or check, so long as it's its own separate room or own closet and the like. Now let's move on to the question of when. So the bedikah is to be done on the night of the 14th. Regarding Ma'ariv, so while there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch regarding what to proceed and in which scenario, practically one is to always daven Ma'ariv first, right away by nightfall, and then proceed with the checking. May one do a bedikah on a night prior to the night of the 14th? So as we explained previously, you may choose to do a bedikah with a candle or flashlight on all the rooms on any night prior to the night of the 14th. A blessing, however, is not set upon this search, and one must make sure to not enter any more chametz into those checked rooms, otherwise they'll need to be rechecked. Even so, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of checking the night of the 14th with a bracha, one must leave at least one room unchecked so he can bless there for Bedikas Chametz. Practically, this is the advice that should be followed by all large homes and families, to not leave everything for Bedikah for the night of the 14th, and to already start Bedikas Chametz with a candle or flashlight several nights before, hence leaving the night of the 14th with only a minimal amount of areas that can be checked within the time. Checking during the day. So l'chatchila, one may never check for chametz during the day. And if one did so, then even b'di'evid, the checking does not count and must be rechecked at night unless the sun shines right at that area, such as you have an open window and you checked opposite the window during the day. A person who forgot to do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th is required to do so right away as soon as he remembers during the daytime of the 14th, Erev Pesach, using a candle or a flashlight. In such a case, a bracha of Al Bir Chametz is to be said as usual. The same applies if one forgot to check a specific area. You forgot to check one room or one closet. Then while you don't say a blessing since you said it the previous night, you are to check it as soon as you remember. Now what does a person do if he's away at work or has a job which requires him to work past nightfall? So in such a case, ideally one should arrange to be home by nightfall and having someone else take over his shift, in order so he can personally do the bedikah at the right time. If, however, this is not possible, then he may remain at work and appoint a shliach to do the bedikah for him in his house when nightfall begins. He should not delay until he comes home to do the bedikah, as the obligation of bedikah applies immediately upon the fall of night. For this purpose, it's valid for one to appoint his wife and children above the age of bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah to do the bedikah. They can choose to leave one area unchecked, and then when the husband comes home, he'll check that area and be able to gain the advantage of doing the mitzvah himself. It is prohibited for one to do work, eat, or study Torah prior to doing the bedikah on the night of the 14th. This prohibition begins a half hour prior to nightfall. The same applies if one forgot to check on the night of the 14th or forgot to check a specific area on the night of the 14th, then he must immediately check it when he remembers and may not eat, work, or study Torah prior to checking. In this case, it does not help to appoint a shomer to remind one to check, with exception to the learning of Torah, in which case one may appoint a friend who is not learning Torah to remind him to do bedikah as soon as it's nighttime, and then he'll be allowed to learn Torah until night. However, appointing a shomer never helps for anything once it's nighttime, as then everyone must check right away. Restriction against eating applies specifically to a meal within that half hour before nightfall. A snack, however, may be eaten, and up to 55 grams of bread and mezainis, and any amount of drinks. However, once it's nighttime, then he must immediately check and may not take a break. So everyone should have a meal, or at least eat something to give them energy before the time of nightfall, preferably before the half hour before nightfall, in order so they have energy to do the bedikah. All chametz that will be found on the night of the 14th during the bedikah must be guarded and placed in a special area, so children or rodents will not get to it and spread it all over the house. Similarly, any chametz that one is guarding to eat for the next for that night and the next day till the time of bir chametz must be secluded in an area that is properly guarded from children or rodents. Emir Tashem, we will continue with the remaining laws of bedikas chametz in part 2 on this series.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.